I'm on Fleet Street. It's just started to rain, but I don't think it would dampen the atmosphere at all. There are thousands of people. I'm looking down towards St Paul's. I'm standing with a load of school children, which is nice. It should be noisy and good. Oh, that rain shower's just stopped now. But I don't think anything would dampen it. That's what being part of England is, rain. I must be with the noisiest kids. It's really lovely. Getting all ready for the parade to come down. I'm trying to do a Mexican wave, but it's only going up so far, so they're booing them. It's a nice atmosphere. They're office ones looking out of their windows. The view's beautiful. You're looking down towards St Paul's Cathedral. It's really lovely. Looking up towards the law courts, all the workmen are up on the scaffold in the buildings. Lovely sight. You see Fleet Street's famous for all the newspapers that were based here before they moved down to Canary Wharf in the good old, bad old days. I knew it would be good to be near the kids because they're the most enthusiastic. I love it. They're their own little celebrities in their own right. People coming and taking photographs of them. I always think the best of them. Probably coming on its way. There are helicopters. It's quite a bit of a buzz. I'm looking down towards St Paul's and there seems to be a bit of activity. So it'll all be going off in a minute. 21 buses. I'm on the wrong side of the road actually, but I'll stay here. I'm sure it's in power. It should be really, really good fun, exciting, historic. It's strange though because out of all we've had the Paralympics and as I'm looking up and down this road I can't see anybody that seems disabled, no wheelchair users, no designated area. I wonder if that was actually thought about. It'd be interesting to find out actually. So it's getting exciting, there are police outriders coming up. They obviously lead it. Yeah, lots of blue lights. So there should be a lot of screaming, shouting quite soon. So lots of blue lights. These are the police riders on their motorbikes coming up, high-fiving people as they go slowly across.
They're coming.
So I look down, I can see, it's the colours of people coming up the parade. The lorries have started. Everyone has their place today, even the police outriders, so. So there's the police riders, the crowd surging into the roads. There's a big dragon coming up. Everyone's running into the road. I don't know how that's allowed. I suppose that'll let me. I'm not really that concerned because there'll be buses coming up and no one will get into the road for them. But obviously, I think I'm on a good side because the parade is on my side. That was clever of me, wasn't it? Beautiful colours, red, white and blue colours, but it's a dragon. So it's nearly upon us. Yeah, it's a giant dragon. Yeah, they're on our side of the road. I'm certainly not complaining. Actually, it's like carnival. Beautiful. awful. That's a hard job doing that. The wind's really blowing today and they're having to push the head of the dragon up the road. Very hard job. They're fighting the wind, actually. It's a very tiring job. Wow, brilliant. Athletes. It's like a New Orleans band, you know, that dancing, walking side to side. All right, so that get the party started. So it's the first team of Paralympians going past. Photographs. very handsome. Hold on, I'm going crazy. Chris Hoy, sorry, I did recognise him. Oh, it's great. Dressage team, gonna look up. Oh, there's Zara Phillips. Queen's daughter. Yeah, there she is. Zara Phillips, the silver medal. Queen's granddaughter. Okay, so I knew her. She's really pretty. Really pretty. I feel a bit of a fool waving.
Oh, the score, the best score in Britain.
People being interviewed on the buses as well. I don't recognise the man, but he seems quite excited and excitable. But why shouldn't he be? Because I would be. We've had a great Olympics. They deserve this. They deserve this reception. I remember Kelly Holmes saying that when she won her gold and came back to her hometown at Tunbridge, people cheering, it just made her feel, you know, wonderful. Young Ashley that was in Big Brother, I hope that's not all he's remembered for, but he was the karate winner, I think. So he's left Big Brother and come into the parade. It's got to be better than Big Brother, surely. Throwing a boost bar. I'm not the only one that doesn't know all the names. The women's rowing team. Actually, it's the rowing team. They're gold and silver and bronze medals. Okay, some more Paralympians. Been given presents from the crowd. A person's been thrown back into the crowd. Some more Paralympians. Wheelchair rugby guys. Yeah, I saw these guys. Well done. Wheelchair rugby in the sailing. And of course we've got the policemen here on the sides, just up. They're trained and ran the length of the route with the torchbearers, and now they're with the parade. Shooting, swimming, Paralympians. I'm waving that.
I
Mexican. I know that because it's on a banner. I can't lie. There's actually people with like banners in front where the names are. So this is a swimming team. Oh! There's LA. LA! There she is. Everyone's going mad for LA. There she is. I think I've got some pictures of her. She's a good gal and we're proud of her. Synchronized swimming team, I'm sorry. I don't know who they are. They got loads of bronze. Brilliant. Really great. Showing off his bronze medal. Man, these are the arch wheelchair tennis guys. I saw them on the telly the other day. They won silver. Saw them early in the morning. It's the beach volleyball, sitting volleyball, and triathletes. This is why I love London, because it's always buzzy, there's always stuff going on. Bradley Wiggins.
Going Fergus, yeah.
Going mad, mad. That's the end of the coaches coming, the buses now, with all the athletes on. I don't know if Boris Johnson will be here, or if it's just the athletes. It's not going to take anyone's thunder today. Well, I'm going to move because the crowd are actually coming up behind it, and I'll get stuck here forever. But it's been a really exciting, wonderful day. Oh no, 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 these are not. These are actually athletes that are walking up. Oh, volunteers, all the volunteers. They're all coming up. They do deserve a cheer. They've done this work for free. Oh, I feel really emotional. I don't know why. How stupid. I've got a tear in my eye.
What are you doing now?
Proud. Oh, he's a Paralympic man with his a torch. He was a torch bearer, obviously. I'm not that showing off, but I do know quite a few people. I'm wondering if I'm going to see anyone of these volunteers, because I do know a few people that help. Oh, they're giving high fives. I'm not going to do that because I'll do it forever and ever. Yeah. They're buzzing as well because they helped out, you know. Part of it. They're proud. Really proud moment.
High five!
Just ask you, how was it to be part of the march?
It's the most exciting thing in the world. This is all just completely off the cuff.
Do you feel like this is your reward because
yes.
You've worked hard?
I didn't need a reward. The reward was reward enough. This
well,
is
thank
a great
you.
Day out.
I'm glad you've enjoyed it. Thanks. Yeah, these are all fun. I'll try and talk to one more person and I think I'm going to go, but I can't. This is really lovely.
Give a shout for Brenda.
How are you doing? Yeah.
Mate, how's it been being a volunteer?
Very, very good.
How do you feel being in this parade?
Very proud. Proud to be British. Proud to be from London.
So you're going to keep the great going?
2016, find me.
Thank you very much.
Where are you from?
Name?
Hi, my name is Jawad Kilji. I'm a passenger service manager at Heathrow Airport. And we had to deal with all these athletes who came all over the world to all our terminals. And it was a nightmare with the baggage, but we were so happy to greet them.
Really?
And really glad to say goodbye to them. It's going to be sad, and we should really apply for the Olympics again in 12 years' time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You've got quite a good name, actually, for looking after the athletes as they came through.
I think these volunteers really did help us a lot.
Yeah.
Because really, they took over a lot of the directions of where to go, people had to go. Nobody ever got lost. Everybody got to the place at the right time, at the right place. The baggage system was brilliantly worked out. So I could really think, without the volunteers, it wouldn't have happened.
So big up Heathrow, yeah?
Heathrow, yeah, big up, because we had about 1,000 volunteers there as well. So I would say it was the best thing ever having volunteers. Whoever's idea it was the best idea ever. So well done, SEPCO, Boris Johnson, all the London boroughs, done great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, can you tell me your name?
I'm Karen Tai.
Hi, Karen. I watched you when I first got in with all these children. What's your link with the children and your role as a volunteer?
I'm a teacher at their school, and okay. I volunteered. I was the only games maker from our school. And our head teacher said, let's run a competition. Bring some children up to the parade. Will you help organise it? I said, my pleasure. And what an amazing day. And the children have loved it, and it's been fantastic.
They've been really good, haven't they? They've been really good children. And there isn't actually a lot of school children.
No, there aren't, children. Actually, surprisingly enough.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think they done it on purpose, didn't they? They done it on a school day. So what school are you with?
I'm at Marlborough Primary School in Harrow.
Well, I hope you're all proud of yourself, because you've done yourself very well.
Thank
and it was
you.
Lovely. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks. It was an honour and a privilege.
Was it? Why?
Because to be something, part of something so amazing, I don't think anybody realised how it would become. And so to be part of that and think back, wow, I was part of that, is a huge honour and a privilege. And I got to see some top class sport, meet some amazing people, and now I know I can come back and inspire these kids.
What do you say to people about volunteering? Can it help you in your life?
Yes. I mean, I volunteer at our local hospice and at a sports club, as do many of the parents who are here. And actually, you get more than you give, always, with volunteering.
Do you hear that? More than you give. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
I've given him my details.
Oh, I've given other kids because
yeah,
they're all going to
sure.
listen to him.
Yeah. So if they just put in audio, Boo,
yeah.
You just download it. I'll put it in. If you there's a search bar, you can put in Olympics.
Yeah.
Or you can put my name in Dolores.
Dolores?
One of
Dolores.
I
don't think we'll forget Dolores.
Exactly. So if you just put Dolores, you'll see my book, and this will be my top Boo. So.
Lovely. Thank you.
It's quite a long one. You can skip it down. But your kids are
anyone need the toilet?
Love talking about them.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
thank you.
I hear when they stood next to the children can see. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
I didn't want any
of them. They have been.
Oh, that's fantastic. No, they are real presents
thank
to you, actually. And I have
absolutely
said that in my
fantastic
first.
Thank you so
I will
much.
Finish. I've got about 5 minutes left, so I'll pick your school up.
Thank but you very
thank
much.
You.
Indeed.
Yeah, you're welcome. Really
fabulous.
Nice.
Yes, thank you.
Well,
thank
see
you.
Ya. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Great. Lovely kids, great parade, everyone's going now. I think the parade's going off down to Trafalgar Square, where there's big screens and people can see. Anyway, look, I will big that school up. Those children that I stood next to were so well behaved. The teachers were wonderful. The parents were great. The kids were a credit to their school. I hope, you know, I should play this out. So I'll just say again, the children from the school at Harrow, because I can't remember the name, you know, I'm just recording this, absolutely superb, a credit to the school and their community. So this is Dolores from Fleet Street signing off, exciting day, and the end of our Olympics and Paralympics. I'm so proud, as that other volunteer said, proud to be British, proud to be Great Britain, you know, it's a real honour. So, I'm off now.